Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the
radio. 30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
What's up, friends, and welcome into the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Today on the episode, joining myself, the Welsh, joining Scott Bogman is the one, the only, Sporer. We're not going to even use his first name anymore. It's just Sporer. Sporer. From Sleeper in the Bust, over on FanGraphs, from OOTP. You also see him on the Twitch, got a very thriving Twitch community. Paul Sporer is a full through and through baseball guy. That's just who he is, whether right. It is serving the video game community, some version of that, or fantasy baseball. And he's just a very good friend of ours. You know, as much as Paul would probably love to be able to say no, he just doesn't, because he's a nice guy and we've known Paul for a long time. So he's coming on where we'll talk about some stuff and things, some player debates. We got some players in general we want to get through. So I think, as always, you will enjoy this episode because Spore is here. This episode is also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Promo code ITL will get you a 100% match up to $100. Now, friends, why would you want to play? Because Underdog has got multiple baseball contests that you can play in, plus some other sports. Like if you want to get into football, best balls, you can do that right now. There are daily drafts, and it's not like the DFS where you pick your squad. You're drafting. So you, some buddies, you can set up some private leagues with your friends. Or you could come do it with us where you actually have to draft a squad that plays that night, which is very fun. You also can do the pick 'em contest. It's like essentially over under props, and you can stack those for bigger and better odds. And we have a GroupMe room in our ITL. It is just the Underdog Fantasy room where we can post for any of our under. I've been posting some of those, and I just missed one the other day. Juan Soto screwed me. And Juan missed one. He did the pitch count. He had 95 under, and the guy went to 96.
It was missed
it by one pitch. It was something like that. It was like 95 and a half, and the guy went, I think that's what it was, and the guy went to 96. It was brutal, but we can share some of our favorites in there, and if you use the promo code ITL this month, let us know, and we'll throw you in that group room. You don't even have to be a part of Patreon. We'll throw you in, but if you're a part of Patreon, we'll put you in that room where we share those, and on Fridays, we're going to run some of those drafted leagues. We're going to do one on Friday around 3 p.m. Eastern-ish. We'll be posting, hey, we're going to do this, and we're going to set a little mini draft. Takes only a couple minutes because I think we draft like five or six guys, and we'll probably do somewhere between like a 6 and an 8-person league on Friday, and we'll play it up for some cash, and you can play it against Bogman and I. So if you want to do that, either be a part of our Patreon or just go use the promo code ITL and we will get you in. We'll throw you in. And we've got the cool thing at the end of the month. If we get enough people, any wins that are posted, I'll pick somebody and they can do, we can do like a dual one and we'll split the prize. We'll split the prize if we can hit that one. So Underdog Fantasy promo code ITL, download the app today. It is available in so many places. Trust me, go and check them out. Underdog Fantasy ITL. That is a promo code. Bogman, the Yankees and the Blue Jays have been so much fun. Cheating allegations, foreign substances, squinty eyes in the wrong direction, guys, you know, chopping up in the wrong.
Even the announcers are getting involved here. I like it.
It's kind of cool. It kind of feels like a
real rivalry.
Yeah, well, yeah, real rivalry. It has, you know, but remember, like in the pandemic when Making a Murderer came out, like it's kind of like that. Like I feel like they're building into this really big conspiratorial.
You're telling me is Alec Manoa is Carol Baskins? Is that what you're saying? Yeah,
but also like they're building their own little ability for some baseball info war show to start coming up. They're like the conspiracies are intense, and the latest one was Domingo Germán was ejected. He will be suspended 10 games with, I think the term was the stickiest of ickiest that they've ever felt. And it was the Snoop Dogg of stick that was on. And he did a whole thing after with a interpreter and they're like, oh, it was just a rosin. It's like, it's always rosin is the new, like, I didn't read the bottle. At
just a little weed. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you remember when like these guys get popped for steroids and like, oh, I took a supplement and I didn't see what was in it. That version of this
it's rosin. Yeah,
it's not
supposed to be fine. It's just a little pot in the ashtray. It's nothing.
Yeah, it's rosin with Gorilla Glue. Like that's the problem they're mixing it with. Like it's not working. These guys are being ridiculous. And he already got like in trouble about. He's gotten in trouble about this multiple times. I think. Hasn't he?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, it's
it was Michael Pineda. Remember he had
Pineda. Oh, he had a neck. Glob. Like that was before they were getting rid of sticky stuff. And they're like, come on, man. Like you can't have that. You have a whole glob on your arm.
Hit a mole or
what? Did your mole explode and not have any blood? It's just brown oozing out of your neck. Like what are you talking about? Like that was way too obvious for him. But yeah, it's been a fun series. It's been a nice rivalry. I love this. Like you know when the Padres and Dodgers had a pretty good one a couple days ago, where you know the Padres fans are all booing everyone, even they're putting up weird stuff on the board for like Joe Kelly crying and Freddie Freeman crying and stuff, and then they just get their ass whipped by the Dodgers. It's so funny. Like I like the rivalries. I want more of them to come back. I want some bites. Like I never thought I'd say I miss Nigel Morgan, but I miss Nigel Morgan a little bit to come in here and be on a team and you know stir it up. We don't have a Patrick Beverly in Major League Baseball. We need one. I think Harper's probably the closest. I mean, Harper got in a fight with the Rockies and DC. Machado's kind of that guy, but he's not good enough to get in a fight this year. But did you see what Harper said? He's like, you're a loser organization. You're all losers. You always will be. You always have been. Like he was like, you know,
like
just thinking of, like just the reason you break up in a fight, right? It's like, well, you could have just said a hurtful thing, but you decided to say the most hurtful.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why you're just like your father, you know. Oh, okay. Those are real fighting words. You know, it's one of those. So let's get some more rivalries, Welsh. Get some more.
I think it's also only a matter of time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Kent State, their name does something for people. When people hear that you're a Kent State grad, they're like, oh yeah, I have a lot of nurses like that. And they're good nurses. They want to hire you because you're from Kent State in their nursing program. They teach the art of nursing. They teach the therapeutic communication. They teach how to really care for the person and not just knowledge. Even when it's hard in classes, even when this is a new adjustment, the school itself has the people and the support that you need to be the best nurse that you can be.
Begin at Kent State University.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
baseball will move more into like professional wrestling. I think you're going to have a time where a guy's
going to have like,
no, like razor blade, and they're going to start like cutting themselves so they can get the blood and they can put that on the ball. And they're going to just like try to use that, you know, like Ric Flair is going to get brought in as like a consultant, and they're going to be like, so how do I properly do this without anyone seeing? And it's just the way these guys are trying to cheat. It's actually respectable. It's like respectable at all points. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
That's your thing here.
Like, I don't have a problem with the looking. Like, everyone like really got pissy about the judge stuff. Like, I'm fine with it. Like, honestly, I'd be fine if the guy wanted to look backwards. Like, I don't care.
If you're doing it in his line of sight, it's okay if he looks.
Even if they have the first base coach over here that's looking and want to give off signs, I think that's just all part of it. But the grippy, sticky stuff, like that's cheating. And if it's not allowed, like, I don't know. There seems to be a lot of weird, unwritten type of things that are going on. But it was such a wild series. And Domingo Germán suspended. And of course, you've never seen a bigger group of innocent people than the ones accused of doing something wrong in baseball. There's no other, like, there are murders on the street and the guys are just like, yep, I did it, whatever. But no one has ever done anything wrong in baseball, according to the players. They've all been, oh, it was incorrect and it was a dewormer and oh, it was just rosin. And it's like, no, it wasn't. It's a 99%. You're a big fat cheater.
And why you got, I hate caught Carlos,
and you're trying to save place.
It is because he was such a bitch about the Astros getting caught and like telling the Dodgers to shut the F up and everything. It's like, have just a little humility and either shut your mouth about it or admit you cheated. You know, that's why, like,
well, he was pissed off because he knows everybody else was cheating and they got caught. That's that whole thing. Like, why am I the one getting popped when everybody else is a bunch of big fat cheaters? I think that was the big main problem.
I mean, everybody else was doing it, sure. But like, you guys got caught. You guys were the ringleaders. You were doing, like, they had buzzers taped to their chest. I don't think most teams were doing that. Like, you obviously were doing it more than anybody else. Like, it was kind of an agreed upon thing until you took it one step too far, you know? And so I don't know, just have, like, that's why no one hates Altuve, because Altuve just shut up and he wouldn't talk about it, you know? So it's either, you know, have some humility and say, yeah, well, you know, stuff happens or whatever, like give some BS excuse that doesn't make any sense, like Altuve did. Don't tell everybody else to shut the F up about it. Like, that's all. That's why I dislike Carlos Correa. That and stay in the field, you know.
Yeah, found a way to bring it to, like, I don't like this player. This player also do stuff. So
got her getting a massage. It's just going to be one of the weirdest stories forever. And I don't know, you know, you can't be the hurt guy and the whiny guy at the same time. It's like when someone is late and then they get mad at you when they're late. It's like, you don't get to be the late guy and the pissed off guy. Right. You pick one of these. You get one. You don't get both. So,
yeah,
you
know, Correa definitely has a, like, mad that you're mad at me type of mentality.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care that you're mad. I'm mad. I'm the mad one. You don't get to be late and mad. That's the Carlos Correa thing.
Was the injury like a lower back injury or was it more
rib.
Higher?
It's a rib.
It was a rib, like a high rib or like a,
I don't know,
lower ones.
Low.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out like where exactly.
where it was going. Yeah. It was a sprained dick. So that's what it was. So
it's broke. You broke it. The masseuse broke it though. All right. Other baseball things are going on. A lot of more rookie things on the horizon with Matthew Liberatore. Matthew Liberatore officially up. As you guys are going to hear this, it's over. He's already pitched. He was either great or bad. I don't know. We're recording this a little bit before it. Probably a little bit overdue, but at the same time, I don't know that there's really a spot. We took a look on Fantasy Pros at the depth chart, and there's still not a spot unless they make a commitment to demote somebody. And it's probably like, what, Steven Matz? Because you got Montgomery. Yeah. He's not going anywhere.
Right, Flaherty was amazing last
year. Flaherty's not going anywhere. Michaelis, he stinks, but he's probably not going anywhere. Wainwright, too old, not going anywhere. He's the Madison Montgomery of that team. So Montgomery's not. So the only person that can go is Steven Matz. What does work in favor is Liberatore's a lefty, so they could keep a lefty. And I don't know if they make that move. Probably going to come from this. Also good for like Fab and stuff that he pitches today. But Matthew Liberatore has totally found himself. 3.13 ERA and 8 starts in the minors this year. 4-1 record. His strikeouts have finally popped up. He's finally getting more Ks, which is just a huge, huge change overall to like who he's been. He's got a 10.9 K per nine, which it had been 9 or under for 3 straight seasons. And by the way, This guy has pitched in AAA for 3 years. So that's how long this has been. Home runs, cut, hits, cut, strikeouts up. I want to say there's a little bit more velo, if I remember correctly, on the fastball. The curveball is a great efficient pitch. We're going to get to see it on display. It's up against Milwaukee. I'm not sure it's the best matchup of all time. A couple people are asking, like, should we start him? I don't know. But it's tough. We're coming from this from a place of not knowing what the start looks like, Boggs. But if he is dominant, I think this is a spot where maybe the Cardinals play around with a six for a little bit, or maybe give another guy a rest, or they would have to move Matz off. Otherwise, he's just going to get sent back down. So I'm not really sure what case this is going to take. If it's good, we're going to consider him from Fab. He gives up 4 or 5 runs. They have an easy excuse to send him on down. They don't care about anything. Dude, they brought up Oscar Mercado for outfield help, not Jordan Walker. I just want to point that out. They made a move today. Oscar Mercado got called up as Dylan Carlson got hurt on the IL, and not Jordan Walker. They don't give any of the F's at all. So if Libertor gets screwed up, they'll send him right back down for into fourth year of AAA. What do they care?
Yeah, I mean, God, I just can't get over Libertor's last name. I just feel like in a couple of years, we're going to hear, if you took Libertor from 2020 to 2026, you might be entitled to financial compensation. I don't know. His name.
Remember how Newt Bar was going to have his own,
candy bar.
Then Libertor can just have his own. Yeah. Some blood pressure medication.
Right. Yeah. Cholesterol meds, Libertor.
He might be that type of pitcher though. He might need it.
I think so. Libertor's, I think his way to, you know, massive innings is, like you said, maybe Matz goes down or DFA'd or whatever, or like, you know, I mean, Waino gets hurt. Flaherty will get hurt right at some point.
I mean, Waino just came off of being hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to be one of those where, you know, he's up for a little bit, everybody healthy, maybe he goes back down, somebody gets hurt, he comes back up. So, I mean, but, you know, the Cardinals are kind of at the point here where you can't be working it out in the bigs. We're too far behind. Yeah. They got to start playing catch up, and they have been. You know, Arenado's been white hot since his bad start. So, but yeah, I mean, going to be a fun start tonight. We'll see what he does and if he can stick.
Matt's so far in the year, by the way, an under 8K per nine, highest walk per nine of his career, 3.5, a 5.6 ERA.
What's a C with
a 4.59 expected ERA, and then his Sierra is 4.46.
Oof. Still not great. Yeah,
that's awful. I mean, he's just been bad in general. He's actually also one of the highest ground ball rates he's had in quite a while. He's not a big ground ball pitcher, but he's just given up too many homers. He's been bad. That's why I say if Libertor is good, they might just say, screw it. You know, we're going to give Matz some time off and he becomes a long reliever in the bullpen. Can't imagine he'd be happy about it, but that's the move. That's the play here where Libertor has to be. I think Libertor has to be like good to do this. He's got a quality start, 5 innings, give up a run or two, strike out 5 or 6. Don't walk a whole bunch. Don't do what you used to do. Do the new stuff. Then they might consider this because I think they're feeling the pressure, even though, again, they brought up Oscar Mercado and not Jordan Walker. They're just pointing that out again. Jordan Walker is still in the minors. Oscar Mercado is not. So I don't know what they're doing and how to even figure out what the hell they're doing. The other guy, by the way, was Mark Vientos. I'm sorry. We're talking about Matthew Libertor. Mark Vientos with the Mets, who really there's nothing else to do in the minors. Hit 333 so far this year, 13 homers, 26 runs, and over 400 OBP and 1,100 OPS he had in AAA. And Vientos,
send all those milkshakes to the bench, right?
Dude, he's a big old third base, first base option. I don't know. Have the lineups come out yet? Let me look.
Well, what I read was Vogelbach was going to be the guy that gets sent to the bench and Vientos going to DH.
Yeah, so. No, I mean, I think that makes sense because my assumption is that Vientos goes and probably DHs and Beatty plays third.
Sure.
But are they playing today? Where's the stupid ass lineup? I want to see. Did they already play? They don't even think they play today. I think that's part of the problem. Yeah. They don't play today. Oh, no. Here we go. They do. All right. So they've got Vientos is at third today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
And Eduardo Escobar has moved to second. That was where we thought that would happen. And Tommy Pham is DH. So no Brett Beatty today. So they're not baiting it. Vientos is playing third. So what that means is if they're going to keep doing the Tommy Pham stuff, Beatty and Vientos are going to go back and forth about third base, and Eduardo Escobar is going to play second. It's a weird situation. Watch Vientos.
You got a lot of
He's
flexibility.
An awesome big bat. But yeah, Beatty and Vientos are very similar players. I think just one's a righty and one's a lefty. So I'm not 100% sure how that's going to end up working, but he is someone to keep an eye on because he has been monstrously good. So there's another one. Still no CS hit a homer today, but in the minors, still not doing anything else. Matt Mervis hit his first homer on Tuesday. Boggs, a little like Mervis action. Are you still?
Yeah, Yeah, I think so. I just think Hosmer has to be a bench guy now. So just give Mervis a job and you know, let him roll with it and see what he's got. I mean, you know, Cubs, they're not there yet. They're working on the rebuild. So give one of those guys some time and a little time in the bigs. And I think it's a smart move. So, yeah.
Yeah, not walking
I'm in
yet.
On Mervis.
We need to get that going. He's got an under 300 OBP. He's striking out 40% of the time, but he is hitting 250. So he's a little mix of everything while he's trying to figure out baseball. I don't think he's as trustworthy. I wouldn't drop Mervis for Vientos, but I also wouldn't be shocked in a month if Vientos is having more success. There's a very thin line between where some of those guys are right now, but yeah, there you go. Vlad Jr. having an MRI after leaving Tuesday with knee discomfort. Day-to-day, no structural damage.
Ooh, yeah, that was a, you know, because last night he left the game and they said, yeah, he's going to go have an MRI. And when you leave a game and go straight to an MRI, not great. Obviously, he's a star player, so they want to do everything they can to get him going and all that stuff. But yeah, just glad to hear today. And that was as we're recording with a spore that the MRI came back and they announced that no structural damage. So we were just kind of in the holding pattern until like 30 minutes ago. So just glad to hear that Vlad's going to be okay. Cause you know, I mean, didn't you talk about, obviously this was a while back, like right when he came up to the bigs, but like there were people that would just lower him because he's fat on their like dynasty lists and stuff. Cause they don't like guys with his body type. So
people hate fatties. Fatties are hated worldwide. And in sports, it's the model runway. It's the biggest runway for any fat to walk out there, and people just are like,
for multi-millionaires, it's like, why are you still fat? Like you could hire a chef. You know what I mean? It's not like you and me, normal dickheads, you know, being fat, you know, we can't hire chefs and take time out of our day to spend 3 hours in the gym, you know, stuff like that. So, but if you are a multimillionaire baseball player, you can. Your one job is to hit the ball. Like you can hire a chef, you can get a dietitian.
I mean, you could also argue like I don't think weight has really had any like big garnering on his career so far? Like maybe
not so far, but everyone, you know, you carry that much extra weight for a long time, your knees are going to go quicker than other guys. It's just, you know,
yeah. I mean, Manoa's weight has been more of a problem than Vlad's. But back to your original point, it's been like, yeah, if a guy is big, then in general, it's not, you know, it's going to be downgrade and stuff.
Yeah. Like that, I mean, so. Superstars should not have many excuses to be fat, but, you know, neither should normal people. We're both fat, so who cares? Yeah,
neither should anybody. Jazz Chisholm placed on the IL with a little bit of turf toe. So that's going to be
155 ain't going to happen.
No, not even close. Well, also not going to live up to the expectations I had for him. So that's going to be an L that we'll take on him. But he is consistently injured. And I actually had turf toe, but it was like almost different. It was a more severe, crazy version of it when I was in 7th, 8th grade. You probably don't remember it. I was thinking back to when we would always play football on the lunches over at our old middle school. Mm-hmm. And I had this period of time where I had this really bad toe injury and I barely could play and I could barely do anything. And it took forever.
He mustered through it. I definitely had a concussion one time when we were playing football out there because I didn't realize it. We were 13, but I went home and threw up and I was like, man, Goldie's food is really going downhill. You know, I thought I was sick from the food. Yeah. But definitely a concussion because our buddy Will, I was playing quarterback. He wrapped me up to tackle me and my head went thunk off the ground. And I'm like, oh, God, I've never been rattled like that before.
And my kid will tell me now that he's in 5th grade and they're want to play tackle football. And I'm like, no, I'm like, what are you talking about? You guys are insane. Yeah, we did that. We 100% were playing. Yeah. We only want
to
play
tackle total football. Hypocrite. But you're absolutely right to tell them not to do it. Cause we were.
Yeah. One of our good friends swung at me in a game at that time because I was lowering my shoulder. Cause everybody I don't get gentle tackles as a big person.
No,
so everyone is hyper aggressive with me. So I lowered my shoulder to not get hurt. And he took offense and swung at me. He missed, by the way. And then 10 minutes later, he dislocated his wrist because he was a dickhead.
I mean, it snapped right in half. That was instant karma. So
yeah, instant. And it was weird too, because when he got hit, he went down and popped right back up. And he's like, I have to go to the hospital. And you know what? Funny story. It was the same wrist that he swung with me. So that instantly broke. So.
Well, at least you're not over it after 20 years. So that's
Jesus, great. Take the wheel. Was on my side that day. It hasn't been around too much else, but definitely been on that side. That one day I had. Shane Bieber got lit up, and I will save all of the fun conversation we'll talk about with Spore here, but you know, not hearing a whole, not getting a lot of tweets from the people that tweeted me after Bieber's good start. I didn't really get a whole lot of info from anybody.
Yeah, but you talking about it now, you remember in Major League when Willie Mays Hayes hit one to the crack, to the track, and he started trotting around the bases, and he gets around first, and he's trotting, and the guy catches it at the wall, and then he just does his little trot back to the dugout. If he comes out and strikes out 10 again or 9 or whatever,
I'll hear from it 100%. Yeah, but it's already it's already been open. Like the floodgate. I didn't go out and put out all the tweets. I did a video.
Not my fault. I didn't start it. I'm just here to end it. All right.
I didn't open the floodgates. I did a video and then one good start and I got to hear about it from people. So now the floodgates are just open. So we'll just trade. Same thing happened with Dylan Cease. I was all like, Dylan Cease looked incredible in his first start. And everyone's like, whoa, look now. All right. Well, Dylan Cease has not been good for the majority. He has not been the 7th best pitcher in baseball since. It's just, it's such a everybody needs their wins and stuff. And I know analysts come off like that too, but it's also because it's anytime anyone can throw an L, people are dying to do it. So I think people get a little jaded to it, but yeah, Shane Bieber, not a great performance, 6 earned runs, gave up 12 hits, didn't make it to the 5th, but yeah, you know, he's still the 15th best pitcher in baseball. Jose Altuve, he could be back as soon as this weekend. So yay, cheers all around. Manny Machado was struck on the hand on Monday. X-rays were negative. I was actually watching that at bat, bink, and then Rugi came in. And I had this moment where I was like, why is Rugi and Odor hitting 3 for this team? And I was like, oh, yeah, because Machado got hurt. And he was out of the game. And some of the best news, except one of my stupid leagues, I can't even get him in the lineup because I didn't see it till now. Corey Seager was activated today. He could have been on Monday, but he had a little tummy bug, he had a little bubble guts.
Yeah, I got it too right now. Whatever. I think Corey Seager gave it
you
to me.
You got the Corey Seager?
Around, yeah, it's going around Texas right now. My cousin has it too. So it's not like, you know, I know I've been
he is a Texas
eating
guy.
Terribly,
I didn't think of that.
But my cousin has it as well. And yeah, the bubble guts are just going around here a little bit.
Barbecue?
But, Yeah, look, I no, it was barbecue. I like every time I'm sick, you're like, barbecue? Was it the red meat?
No, you know what I assume it is? You eat a lot of like seafood. I assume it is seafood. You're like, isn't Papados like a bunch? You eat like an ungodly amount of seafood, which I've never liked in my entire life. And I assume that's what's getting you. It's all that.
I wouldn't say it's ungodly, but like there is like Papados is a seafood place, Cajun seafood place by me that, but it's like higher end. You go to Papados like once every 3 months. It's not like a weekend.
You go once every like 3 weeks.
No, I go once about every month or so. I'd say like Papados is about a 6 week cycle. Papacitos, which is right next door, open by the same people, way cheaper. I'll go there once a month. But we have like a top 10 fried catfish place in Texas, right down from our right down the street from our house. So yeah, they know my name now. So yeah, I do get the catfish. A decent amount. So
it's
not against the fillet of fish.
Catfish eat toilet. Is that the
scheme? I mean, I think you just listed off, like, if I had little things to add to my card on MLB The Show, it would be like car, food, jokes, right?
Toilet.
Like, yeah. Toilet, porn, all the stuff. So yeah.
Your attributes.
All my attributes. Yeah.
Flip this card around. Here's the extras that you're going to get. He will get boosts in these categories.
Yeah.
All right.
Your two would be memory and anger. So that's what
I could
be.
Use a boost in memory. I don't have a very good memory.
Well, you have a good memory. What I'm saying is if it angers you, you will never forget it. You just talked about a guy that took a swing at you 20 years ago. And that's not over 20 years ago.
Oh, I don't actually care. I'm doing as much as the struggles I'm going on with my life. I can guarantee I'm doing better than that person. So I don't really care that much. Like, I don't think about that too much. But it's an implanted memory. Yeah. No, but
my mom has the same thing. She'll remember like someone didn't eat their entire steak that she bought 40 years ago before I was even born. You know, and they came over and they were rude, and so she doesn't like them. You know,
it's I'm the same way though. In that, like,
I think everybody has that.
So. No, but even like the people that like to make comments and stuff, I don't remember the thing. I couldn't even probably tell you half of the good things if there aren't any. But like last year, I don't remember the things I got right. I just remember the things I got wrong. Like I would remember that because like then you hear about it.
Pretty
so normal. I'm kind of the same way as those people. But yeah, that's
you remember regrets and you know, incorrect things way more than you remember the stuff unless it's really good.
100%. I'm way too introspective too about things. I had this moment yesterday. I was thinking about something like I did like 20 years ago, and I was just like, God.
You ever get that like right before you go to bed, you think of some embarrassing stuff that
every
you
night.
Did as a child, and you're like, oh God, that was embarrassing,
dude. Every night it is some version of that, of being like, ooh, you were stupid, or like how you acted, or just anything. It ruins me. It's actually probably part of it. Probably fuels some of my personality, if we're being honest about it. Here's some other stuff. Garrett Crochet
got deep activated. There a little bit talking about Corey Seager coming off the IL. So.
Yeah, it was all about Corey Seager and taking a dump. So in his tummy bug. So little tummy bug, but looks like he's over it. So very happy to get him back in the lineup. He's been acquired multiple.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
My name is Molly, and I'm a political science major at Kent State University. Kent State has these core values, kindness, respect, and purpose in all we do. Ever since I was old enough to understand the legal system, I've wanted to help serve justice, and I would like to be a prosecutor for the city of Cleveland and then hopefully move up to the county in the Justice Center downtown. Kindness and respect go a long way. As a prosecutor, you have to be kind to all parties of the courtroom to truly help everybody involved.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Have him rostered multiple
times. I got him in the Dynasty League where I traded for all the good players. He was one of my good players that got hurt. But guess who just went on the IL? Jazz Chisholm. And CJ Krohn. So here's my IL in that league, Welsh. Krohn, Jazz, Lux, Luis Urias, Elvis Andrus, O'Neal Cruz, Giancarlo Stanton, Brandon Woodruff, and Luis Hill. So those are all of my guys that are on the IL. And we have six spots. So there you go. Or seven.
Pretty good lineup. Just saying. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. Some other stuff out there. Garrett Crochet was activated from the IL. He's been out since 2021. It's going to be fascinating to see him, but he will be in the bullpen. So probably nothing for anybody anytime soon. Did we figure out which one this is? The Rays were calling up either Taj Bradley or Cooper Criswell for Wednesday start.
Not starting, though,
because it's Josh Fleming who was starting. Oh, you guys all know this as you're listening to this, but I'm assuming Fleming was going to go like a titsy bit, and then they're going to put in one of those guys. But I didn't see who got what the roster move was.
Well, how long is he going to go?
A little titsy bit.
Okay.
Yeah, titsy.
You know what? I didn't see who they called up. I just saw that they sent down, I think, Chirinos. Is that who it was? Or DL'd him?
There's just no way that Taj Bradley's not getting called up. Like, this team is not that incompetent. They are a very smart organization, regardless of them constantly hurting their players. Taj Bradley, they don't have other options. Like, Glasnow's about to come up, but that's like one third of they have three guys. So Taj Bradley has got to get back up in this rotation. Cooper Criswell, maybe. They've got Elvin Rodriguez is sitting out there, maybe. But I think Taj Bradley makes the most sense. So
yeah, you know, actually, they're bringing up Bradley and he's starting tomorrow. That's as of 30 minutes ago.
Okay. All right. There you go. So Taj starting as you guys are listening to this.
Mark Topkin, who writes for the Tampa Bay Times, says that he will start on Thursday and have a chance to stick around. So this won't be
it's a fair.
You got to be clear if you're covering the Rays. You just said it, you know, so I don't think it's not like I think it's good that he.
Yeah, so. It's just like, let's also like not fool ourselves. Like, who else are they going to throw out there? Like, the Rays should be like, Taj is in the rotation for this.
Yeah, but if there was one team confidence. That was like, we're going to give three relievers three innings every fifth day, it would be the Rays.
So true. Braves, they called up Jared Schuster. Actually, it was decent. Five innings, three earned runs, a couple strikeouts. I watched some of that game. Didn't look as bad as he's been in the past. Speaking of, Jack Flaherty was awesome on Monday against the Brewers. Seven innings, 10 strikeouts. Wilson Contreras and him got things going and back. And our Diamondbacks optioned Alec Thomas. I actually been talking about this, that I thought the next move would be Thomas going away.
You said it on the show on Monday, I think. So
did I?
They brought up Luis Frias. And the funniest thing was Berthiaume yesterday was talking about the bullpen. And the bullpen gave up this goddamn game again today. I'm just so frustrated with everything.
Yeah, I'm watching. It looks like they're going to get swept. It's 3-3 as we're recording.
We won the first game. So we lost yesterday. But and that was 8-7. And that's a little rat-faced umpire.
Guess who gave up the runs?
Luis Frias. I was watching it.
Yeah, Frias. Runs. Good call.
It's just so frustrating with them. But Berthiaume yesterday was like, we talked to Torrey. He said they have seven guys in the bullpen. They're going to stick with that. They're not going to go to eight. And that's what it's going to be for an extended period of time. And then they option Alec Thomas. Literally, we're talking 8 hours after this game last night. And then Luis Frias comes up.
There is something too. I haven't brought it up, but like, I'm infuriated with the Diamondbacks because they're not running and it seems purposeful. Corbin Carroll is not running whatsoever. He got walked three times yesterday. The day before he got on with a single, they're like, oh, he's going to run. He's not running. No one's running on this team. And it seems massively, massively purposeful by Torrey Lovello. And I think he's an idiot because what did they do in the beginning? They were running on everybody. Teams were talking about them like, oh, they're terrifying because they could run. And they've just stopped doing it. It's idiocy. Run the goddamn feet all over the bases because you can do it because you have fast players. I don't understand it. Clearly, Corbin must be hurt a little bit more than we know, but Rojas isn't running. No one's running.
Rojas isn't even playing that much.
Yeah, he's playing second today.
Emmanuel Rivera has been playing a bunch. Yeah, they so benched stupid. Marte today.
They're just not running. I bet if we were to go look, they would have been top three, you know, top three teams the first month. And in May, I'll bet you they are bottom five in the league. Maybe bottom 10 in the league, but they are not running at the clip. They're not scaring or being dangerous or anything. Last couple things before we get to spore, some injuries. Cody Bellinger day-to-day with left knee soreness after making an incredible catch, an awesome freaking catch to rob a homer. Mason Miller, a fish. I told you what I say, dude. I'm like, there's no way that we come out of this second checkup with positive news, and we didn't. Some people are like, well, it's good because it's like a very mild UCL sprain. But the wording is they're optimistic he'll pitch this year. I think he's done.
Optimistic like, and this year, not great.
Maybe he comes back in like August or something. There's no reason that you need to hold on right now. If you got IL spots, cool. If you're on in a pinch, dump them. This is not good news. This is horrific news. There's a prospect piece you put on here also. Kumar Rocker, Tommy John surgery. So a lot of Mets fans are dance.
Is this the one that we've been waiting for forever, or is this like, was this a surprise one?
Not surprise. Well, this is why he didn't. There were big medical concerns. This is why he didn't sign with the Mets. And I mean, maybe why he's been so bad too, like such a horrific. Maybe he had clearly altered the way he was throwing. And I've covered this for the last like 8 months, and maybe it was to try to maintain what was there in his arm, and it's all broken. He was having a great year in low A or high A, but he's done. He's done until probably 2025.
D-backs, seventh in stolen bases in April, 16th in May. So not as bad as you're making it out to be, but still very low.
Huge difference. I mean, you're a top 10 team difference. And then you're in the bottom half of the league. You're in the bottom half of the league in May. So they're purposely not doing it. And it's super annoying, especially when you've got guys that can do it. Three walks for Corbin Carroll yesterday, not one stolen base, not even an attempt. Crazy. What are you talking about? That's crazy.
I mean, Ruiz runs every time he's on base.
Every single time he's on, he's trying to run and he's successful. Corbin can do that too. So I don't know if there's something wrong. I don't know if there's a new initiative. If they are so confident in guys like Lourdes and stuff can hit that they don't want to put themselves in situations to get thrown out, which is stupid. Be aggressive, man. You're losing games to the A's. You stink. Get going with something. Get rid of your bullpen, start running, and go. Other injuries, Yandy Diaz day-to-day with groin tightness. CJ Cron was on the IL. Rendon, IL. Enrique, day-to-day. And Seth Lugo is removed Tuesday with a hamstring strain. Also, horrific news, Dustin May today was pulled after one inning with elbow soreness. That almost always leads to Tommy John surgery, so I'm just throwing that out
there. No, it's just soreness. It's just soreness. Come on.
Yeah, he needed to get out from him quite a long time ago, though. Under 7K per nine with, you know, throwing 99 and insane vertical movement, horizontal movement. I don't know. There's something wrong there. And it's all broken apart, which is sad. So we got Paul Spohr coming up. If you guys want to support the boys, go to inthisleague.com. Come and check us out. That is our Patreon, prospect ranks, dynasty ranks, lots and lots, and all the football ranks. We've got GroupMe rooms to come and hang out with us, whether it's the underdog room. We've got baseball, prospects, lifestyle. You can get in all of them if you want. And you have access to us, and you are supporting In This League when you do it. We very, very much appreciate it. Plus, you know, the more the Patreon grows, the bigger ability that Bogman and I can try to expand on possible things. We've kind of dumped the streaming for a while, but there's no reason that that might not be able to come back. So just saying that every time and all the support on the Patreon helps kind of breed all of that. So if you guys want to check it out, go to inthisleague.com. It'll take you right to the Patreon. Quick break. We come back. Paul Spohr. On the podcast, I'm sorry, Spohr from Sleeper on the Bust. And we'll do it right after this.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In This League.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
Join us on the show is our favorite person in the whole wide world. He only needs one name like Cher, Madonna, or Seal. It is Spohr That's right. That's a Twitter handle. Spore, with all the magnificence that comes with everything that he does, whether it is on the Twitch and playing some MLB The Show, or it is here, just blasting players or blasting mouses too. Spore destroyed, took it out on a, not like a real life mouse, by the way, because he's a lover of all creatures, but took it out on like the computer mouse too, like hardcore, was like, ew. And I don't blame him. I'm here for it. What's up, Paul?
Or not Spore, too, I'm sorry. Much.
What name?
Can't prove that that happened, but yeah, not too much going on.
Yeah, we weren't recording.
Good to see you guys, and I'm rocking my D-backs hat for y'all.
Pleasantly surprised. It looks good. I'm always it's annoying seeing you because like you always look good in hats, and I don't think I look very good in hats in general. And like you pull that off, you look like a certified Diamondbacks fan.
Annoying seeing you because I'm jealous of how you look good in hats, right?
They don't all look great. Some of them look like they're like my dad's hat, and I'm a guy, a little kid wearing them, so they don't all fit perfectly. But I don't care. I embraced them several years ago. I used to never wear them. I'm like, they just fit boxily on my head. But I started to realize that the more you wear a hat, it starts to mold your head more. Yeah. So your more in rotation ones are always going to fit better. And one of my Twitch viewers put me on to this, a hat extender, because anybody who collects hats, so you can extend the hat. So anybody that collects hats, like the New Era 5150 fitteds or whatever, whatever your size is, they're all a little different. 7 1/4. You can try on 5 7 1/4, and they can fit five different ways.
I'm a 7 1/2 guy, and they don't all really fit. Like this one was 7 1/2. I just got at the Diamondbacks opening day, but it doesn't quite have the fit. So what do I do? I just stick it in there. All right.
You stick it in there, and then you stretch it out to like what you want.
Tutorial.
Now you have to do it a few different times.
So should I go lower? Should I go 7 3/8 and then get the stretcher?
Stick with your 7 1/2. I get all my 7 1/4.
But this one's a little loose, I'm saying.
Then you could go down and push up. Yeah, if you're like an in-between thing. Like 7 1/4 is mostly my fit. Like this one came perfect, the D-backs one. But others, few nights in the stretcher, they're fitting perfect. That changed my world too, because I always nervous to buy online because I'm like, well, what am I going to get? I'm going to get something that presses on my forehead and I'm going to wear it 20 minutes every time I wear it.
It's going to leave a red mark.
Exactly.
Yeah, give you a headache, all that stuff.
Stop wearing them. And I'm not going to pay $40 for something I'm never going to wear. So that was a game changer. And I got a big, extensive hat collection. My next feat is figuring out where to display them, though. They're all just kind of up in my closet. And I got like 50 now, and I want to start having them out more accessible. Anyway, didn't mean to go on a hat talk.
No, this is funny.
This has been hat talk on NPR. Thank you.
Yeah, I thought I was on the Home Shopping Network for a second because like Spore was like, you got to get this. And Welsh is asking like the most obvious host questions ever. Like, oh, so if I buy this one, that's a little too small.
It'll stretch it.
Ladies and gentlemen, all of my hats fit now. This is incredible. But wait.
I mean, you guys are telling me slipped into Home Shopping
Network. We've got a deal that none of you knew was coming.
Yeah, for the price of one. Those commercials crack me up, man, because it's always stuff that is moderately interesting, but it's too low priced. No, you never need it, but it almost is too low priced to where I'm like, oh, that's trash. Because you're saying this is like the greatest thing ever, and it's like $22. Okay, cool. Then you're like, call now, we'll give you 9 of them. Okay, so you made too many. It's dog and you just want to get rid of your stock. And it's the same thing with food. If it's too cheap, I'm suspicious. I'm looking at you, Burger King, 412 nuggets for 9 cents. Those are poop balls. There's something wrong with it.
Those are clearly made out of rats. Those are made out of rats.
And I know fast food in general is cheap and not high quality, but they push it too far, too low.
And I assume too, like when you see those things that are like, you know, it's a bunch, and it's like, hey, this is this item. And you're like, wow, it's a good price. I'm like, you can get 7.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
My name is Molly, and I'm a political science major at Kent State University. Kent State has these core values, kindness, respect, and purpose in all we do. Ever since I was old enough to understand the legal system, I've wanted to help serve justice, and I would like to be a prosecutor for the city of Cleveland and then hopefully move up to the county in the Justice Center downtown. Kindness and respect go a long way. As a prosecutor, you have to be kind to all parties of the courtroom to truly help everybody involved.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey.
I just assume it's like mafia run. It's like someone stealing them off of a truck. And,
yeah.
You know, like there might be a serial number with something and you're going to get arrested or.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's scratched out somewhere. Yeah. No, it's
like some guy at the gas station is going to be like, hey, buddy, you like Burger King nuggets?
Yeah.
Come on.
I got
I'll give you 100 for 10 bucks.
Hey, bro, pal, that hat looks like it fits a little too tight. How would you like 7 hat stretchers?
What do you need a hat stretcher? You need a hat stretcher, don't you?
Yeah.
I got
that
you.
That would actually be a good, I would welcome that guy to walk up to me and not with a CD, but with like a hat stretcher. I'd be like, this is pretty
CDs
cool, man. This
too.
Is pretty good. Yeah, those guys are great. What else is, we'll talk about baseball here in 1 second. Anything else going on in your world, man? I mean, sleeper in the bus.
All baseball.
Always
all
killing
the time.
It. Always killing it, baby.
Thank you. Appreciate
you know,
it.
Also, hat tip to you. I think I've known you for a long time, and I think you now have just committed the mustache longer with mustache than without. I think you're officially a mustache guy. Like, I know you've just been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, I think I am as far as keeping it. I think we've known each other longer without, though. We've known each other
think
for
so?
Quite
yeah,
some
I think
time
so too.
Now.
Yeah.
This has
been
around
know,
for a couple
I mean,
years.
The mustache is 2 years, right?
Yeah. About
two
full.
You like,
no
about
way.
Two full. Yeah. Yep.
Oh,
he's
really?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, that's,
it used to be
I'm
cycled. I used to definitely shave it, you know, here and there. So I think Bogman's right. It is about two full right now at this point.
Oh, okay. Then I'm way off. I mean, I knew you.
Yeah, because we know each other for
Jen. Yeah, before Jen was in your house.
Exactly.
I remember when Jen was just a gleam in your eye, and now you guys living together. So all
exactly.
That type of stuff. Let's talk about some baseball. Let's talk about something that's really. It was fun today for me. Is we're always like kind of poking around and trying to find guys that. You know, who's going to digress and who do we want to buy and sell and this. And that's just kind of the constant. And one that felt like has been kind of chattered around for the last year and a half. And a couple people, Frank Sample and myself specifically, both really kind of jumped into this. And it was about Shane Bieber. And Shane mm-hmm. Bieber, you know, we've seen the spin rates decline. We've seen the velo decline this year. And he defied all the odds. This year, I kind of put more of a stamp down. As a lot of people last year were kind of like, yeah, this doesn't look good. Put a little bit more of a stamp down that I'm like, hey, listen, this guy's, you know, he's fine. He's a fine pitcher, but his valuation doesn't make sense to me. I would try to move off of it. And I thoroughly worried about the hard hit numbers, which are the highest of his career. The K numbers, which are the lowest of his career. The walk numbers, which are one of the highest of his career. So I went out and was just like, hey, listen.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.